When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Where are you at with Jerry Jeudy? Because I ask you specifically this question, Rob, because I've been here with you these last couple of years, my dear friend. And if there is somebody that has loved the Broncos' weapons, it has been you. You love Tim Patrick. You love Cortland Sutton. For all the grief that I get about being Chargers dot, you guys don't give Rob a nearly enough for being Broncos Bobby. He has loved all the pieces for the Broncos these last couple years. Jerry Jeudy finally feels like he is starting to figure things out in Cleveland. He is top five in yards, top five in touchdowns, top five in catches this year. Jerry Jeudy seems like somebody that is starting to figure things out. Is Jerry Jeudy a player specifically going into this matchup that you're a little bit worried about?
Yes. First off, I just want to say this. I feel a little bit vindicated because all those Broncos weapons that Nathaniel Hackett and Russell Wilson couldn't make work are working other places. Cortland Sutton, with a viable quarterback and a real coach, looks better now. Tim Patrick, we just saw him. He could, if he had played for Ben Johnson and Jared Goff, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. He's just a star. But, you know, his career happened the way it did. And Jerry Jeudy, since showing up in Cleveland, is the player we thought. Let me rephrase that. I thought he could be.
You love Jeudy way more than I did.
I love Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy would be the best receiver on the Chiefs right now.
That ain't really saying
full
much
stop. Jerry Jeudy is finally living up to his Alabama potential. And you know what? He is a real problem on Sunday for the Chiefs because he is the best skill position player on the field Sunday. He's better this year than Travis Kelce. He's better than DeAndre Hopkins. He's better than Hunt, Pacheco. He's Chubb. Jerry Jeudy is the best player on the field as an offensive skill position player on Sunday. And if you're not scared about the most talented player on the field, you're just a hater because Jerry Jeudy is good this year and deserves your fear and your attention, especially against a secondary that has been, let's be nice, leaky at best.
All right. This is where I think that Jeudy is getting a lot of credit for two massive games. A lot of credit. He played really well against the Saints. He had six catches for 142 yards, and he had a touchdown. And the Broncos game is one of the best wide receiver games of the year. He had nine catches, 235 yards. He averaged 26 yards a catch, which is stupid. That's a video game number. Also had a touchdown. Aside from those two games, he just been all right. Now, those two games happen. That's not how stats work. You can't pick and choose. Those two games happen. Do you think Jerry Jeudy's getting 100 yards this week? Because if we are looking at how Cleveland can pull off the upset, right? Like, if you want to create your perfect storm scenario for the Cleveland Browns, how do they beat the best team in the league? Do you think you do it without Jerry Jeudy having one of those monster games? Who else on their offense do you really think can do it? If David Njoku's going to be out, you're not necessarily worried about any of their other wide receivers, at least not having a game that really breaks things open. I would say if you think that the Browns can pull the upset, you were worried about three people. You were worried about Jameis having a Jameis day. You were worried about Jerry Jeudy in conjunction with the Jameis Winston day. You're also worried about Myles Garrett going up against those tackles. DJ Humphries once again didn't practice for another day, so that's 3 days this week that he didn't practice. Juwan Taylor was limited in practice, so who knows what his status and his availability is going to be, but I would expect him to try to give it a go on Sunday. If you are worried about Cleveland heading into this game, you think that those three guys are all going to have good days. I don't really see another pathway to a Browns win that doesn't really include those three individuals.
I think you're being a little unfair here at Jerry Jeudy's stats. First and foremost, you're doing that thing everyone does. Well, if you don't count those two games, he's not good. Well, those games happened. Those count. Those stats count. And also, since Jameis Winston, the best soundbite in the NFL, has become the starter, in those six games, he has 678 yards. I'll do the quick math for you on a per-game average. He averages 113 a game with crab legs at quarterback. That's what has happened since he took over.
But that's a guy
that can easily get 100 on Sunday.
All I'm saying is we can agree the average on that is completely bumped up because he had 235 yards in one game. That's why the average is a little bit skewed. It would be like if we were talking about in a run game scenario, you got 100 yards on your first carry, and then aside from those first carries, you ran for 142. Well, hold on. Wait. All your success is tied up into this one really long run. I don't think it's fair to say that Jerry Jeudy has averaged 115 yards. He only has two games this season in which he's had 100 yards receiving. So you average 114. No, I'm not rolling. I'm sorry. I can't do it. He had one catch for 18 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think realistically, Jerry Jeudy probably has, I'm looking at his average here, he probably has six catches for 70 yards. I don't think that's enough to beat Kansas City. I think you need Jeudy to be special on Sunday if you're thinking about pulling off the upset.
I just don't understand why you don't think he can be special. I mean, by the way, the Broncos game that you are continually discounting, when the Chiefs played the Broncos, the almighty Chiefs, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, their leading wide receiver was, wait for it, a running back. So, I mean, the game counts. It has to count. It happens. By the way, the Broncos had Cortland Sutton go 6-for-70 against Trent McDuffie. I can pull what Adam Thielen did. I can pull what Trey Tucker did. The Chiefs defense against players no one's heard of outside of Cortland Sutton. No one drafted these guys in fantasy football have been struggling. Jerry Jeudy can easily get 100, and that is a massive thing if they're going to pull the upset. Now, if it's Monday and Jerry Jeudy went 4 for 62, then yeah, the Chiefs are going to win that game. But Jameis is capable enough. Kevin Stefanski is a good enough coach. And Jerry Jeudy is talented enough where you could easily be talking about he had 7 for 109 and a touchdown. And that is the path for the Browns to pull the upset. I'm not saying it will happen, but you acting like it couldn't happen because he just dominated one team. He dominated a team that Chiefs receivers didn't dominate. He dominated a team that had Patrick Surtain in the secondary. Patrick Surtain the second in the secondary. It wasn't like he was out there flambeing the Panthers or, ooh, he really shredded the hapless Raiders. No. He beat a playoff team like that on Monday Night Football. That has to account for something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.